Powerlessness comes with the original design. Eliminate the powerlessness of the vessel. As far as I can see, feeling powerless, feeling at the mercy of something that is out of your control, is part of the human experience. In fact, it is a fundamental part of the human experience. And it will be a part of the human experience, even after the activation of the original design where Homo sapiens turns into human being. Why is that part of the original design? Because it was part of the experience of the original vessel, according to Kabbalah. And because I haven't seen much in Kabbalah that wasn't true, that didn't turn out to be true, I'm going to conditionally trust Kabbalah. I am not going to tell the story again. If you don't know it, please look it up. The original design. But just to set it up for you, there was the light desiring to bestow its benevolence. It created the vessel. It flooded the vessel with light. At some point the vessel said, "Enough. No more. I want to earn my light." In different words, the vessel said, "I want to be in control of how much light and get and when." Now, if you look carefully, and put yourself into the position of the vessel, you can see that the vessel's experience wasn't pleasant. The vessel experienced no power. It only experienced enough power to shout, "Enough. No more." That is the powerlessness that we inherited from the vessel. What other choices could the vessel have had, had it had the mindset that it was powerful? Looking at the situation from a from the side and slightly elevated point, I suggest that in that view the light is included not as an oppressor, but as a misguided benefactor. I say that the light forgot to add an element to the design, the element of expansion. With that element of expansion, the vessel has the power to control how much light it receives, and has a chance to experience its own power by limiting or expanding itself. The vessel earns more light by expanding, and expanding is a choice. This dysfunctionality has been in place since before the Big Bang, when the vessel was still whole and complete, until today, when the fragments of the vessel are all dispersed in the universe. Knowledge is power, and this knowledge hasn't been widely known. The Kabbalists, highly connected students of Kabbalah, knew this. Knew that you need to expand yourself if you want to activate the light, if you want to increase the amount of light you receive. The Kabbalists just never really taught ordinary humans, like you and me, how to do it, reliably, predictably, scientifically, exactly. They, to my limited knowledge, taught moves and magical customs, but without the correct mindset these magical moves don't work. The last 3-4 generations of Kabbalists have been giving lip service only. They repeat what they read, but there is no one to hear it because they are repeated words. Truth repeated as a lie. It is tree if knowledge. Second-hand knowledge. Until I came along. No ego, I just don't know about anyone else, sorry. I heard the echo of the original Kabbalists, that echo became a seed, and the seed started to take root. Had the vessel felt powerful, it would have suggested to the light. Would have suggested a deal. A way for the vessel to control how much light it gets. If it wants more, it expands. If it wants less, it shrinks. It would have suggested to use ambition to accomplish that. Then, and only then, can become the light and the vessel's relationship a relationship of co-creation, that gives both parties what they want and what they need. A sense of control over their destiny. Exactly what you want, right? The elective activator downloads. The elective activator downloads are designed to give each fragment of the original vessel the choice, and establish the foundations for this new relationship with the light, with the Creator, with Source. The first capacity to build that foundation is experiencing your own power, or eliminate powerlessness. It's a feeling. Please note, that this adjustment to the original design, will be the stone that hits two birds. The conundrum has been always, how to turn the desire to receive for the self alone into desire to receive for the sake of sharing. How to have wanting something for yourself and not another person, not desire to receive for the self alone. The solution to this conundrum is elegant and straightforward. It is a mindset issue. When you desire something, desire it with the mindset of expanding your capacity to receive. With the mindset of expanding the size of your vessel. With the mindset that you are desiring for yourself and the Creator. That is what the Creator is desiring for you, that you become a better receiver, a bigger vessel. You share the pleasure of receiving with the giver. In the case of, for example, receiving from me, you desire for me to receive the pleasure. Gratitude would be a good word for that. About as rare as snow in July on the Northern Hemisphere. So, as long as your desire doesn't violate another human's rights, the desire will be fulfilled, and you can keep on expanding, as long as you choose to. I've been doing exactly this, and it's been blissful. P.S. This capacity to want to expand and grow so you can receive for the sake of sharing is part of the second phase activators course. The compact version. Until Sunday you can use a coupon and slash the price of the course. Slash the price of this 20-week course that created more high vibration students than all my other courses together. Use coupon code COMPACT at checkout. Slash the price of this 20-week course that created more high vibration students than all my other courses together. Learn the feelings that lead you to expand. Most of the activators in this course are feeling activators. You think you can feel everything but you don't. And until you do, you are relegated to be an act as if you were an object in a world of objects, powerless. Have only force.